Hello, and welcome to Tales for Life. In each episode of this podcast, we'll explore a folk or fairy tale from a different culture or region and discover the life lessons, values, and morals they offer that we can use today. Join me on the journey through the magical and meaningful world of folk and fairy tales. Hello, and thanks for joining me for another episode of Tales for Life, the podcast that journeys through life one tale at a time. I really like today's story and the message it conveys, especially at this time of year when all those New Year's resolutions suddenly start falling away or seem impossible to get going on. This episode has been appropriately named, Struggle with a Purpose and You Will Succeed. It's an accepted fact that setting goals makes you more likely to succeed in anything. But what happens when your goals are just kind of, well, a goal for the sake of having a goal? I want to make more money this year. Great, so what? I want to lose 10 pounds. Wonderful. Why? I want to learn how to draw, sing, play an instrument, or whatever. Fantastic. Who cares? Do you care? You see, one of the biggest issues we all have with goals is the purpose behind achieving them. If there is no purpose, the purpose is kind of wishy-washy, or you lose focus on the purpose, the goal becomes meaningless. And when a goal becomes meaningless, well, you're not going to work for it. Which means any worthwhile goal you have, you'll miss. But what happens when you have a purpose? That goal is no longer just a marker on the side of the road. It becomes a destination that you really need to reach. You think about it day and night. You work toward it every chance you get. You overcome struggles and obstacles to get there. And you succeed. There are a lot of tales about struggling to get where you want to go. But one of my favorites is this one from Scotland. It's fun, cute, and easy to remember when we might lose track of why we're doing something. It's called Gregor and the Sheep. In a valley in the Highlands of Scotland, there once lived a young tenant farmer, Gregor, and his mother. Although they worked hard, they could never accumulate enough money to buy the flock of sheep they longed to have. For their small parcel of land produced only modest amounts of oats and barley. To make matters worse, McTavish, the owner of the valley, always found reasons not to pay them all they had earned. When he opened the door each morning and looked out, Gregor saw McTavish's house on top of the mountain, a magnificent stone mansion surrounded by flowers and heather. Gregor often climbed the slope and stood outside the iron gates, listening to the sound of bagpipes and imagining what fine furnishings and delicious foods lay within. Neighbors claimed that McTavish owned many houses and even kept a chest of gems under his bed. As Gregor, his mother, and their neighbors grew thin and pale from hard work and not enough food, they complained to each other about McTavish, who had cheated all of them at one time or another. One day, as Gregor listened to the bagpipe music that drifted from the open windows of McTavish's mansion, he had an idea. That night, when his mother was asleep, he emptied the jug that held their money and counted it. After putting back a few coins for food, he put the rest in his pocket. The next morning, he hurried to the market, where he went from farmer to farmer, asking the prices of sheep for sale. Gregor found many handsome animals, but they were all too expensive. At last, he reached a stall with scrawny and sickly sheep. The owner beckoned to him. "What excellent sheep," claimed the man, "healthy and strong." Gregor shook his head, pretending not to be interested. "Come, come, young man, these are the finest." Gregor began to walk away. The man grabbed his sleeve and whispered in his ear, "This one will make her owner rich." Gregor examined the old sheep with thin legs and dirty, unkempt wool, the worst of the lot. "If she will make me rich," said Gregor, "how is it that she has not done so for you?" "I have not had her long enough," the man replied quickly. "Nonsense," said Gregor. But he gave the man his money and led the pitiful animal home. When his mother saw what he had bought with their money, she burst into tears. "My foolish son, what have you done? Now we will starve and no one will help us." "Trust me, mother. Soon all will be well and we will never be hungry again. I will marry and you will have many grandchildren. Just do as I say, mother, and we will be rich, I promise." Wiping her eyes with her ragged sleeve, she asked what he wanted her to do. "Go to market and tell everyone that your son has a sheep that will make whoever owns her rich," said Gregor. For several weeks, Gregor's mother went to town on market day. As she sold her few eggs and some barley, she made sure to tell everyone she met about the sheep that would make her owner rich. During that time, Gregor fed the animal well, giving her much of his own food. While Gregor grew thinner, the sheep fattened up. She became strong and her wool turned white. When neighbors came to visit, Gregor hugged the sheep and called her "dear one." People thought him mad and felt sorry for his mother. One day a farmer approached Gregor and said, "I wish to buy the sheep that will make her owner rich. I do not believe it, of course, but I will take her off your hands." He named a very good price for the sheep, but Gregor refused. "I will buy your cow and your chickens too," said the farmer. He named an even larger sum. Again, Gregor refused. "You are a fool," said the farmer, storming off. Gregor's mother wept as he told her about the farmer's offer. "Think of all the things we could buy with that money, my son." "Patience, mother," he said with a smile. The next day, another wealthy merchant arrived. "I have come to see the sheep that will make her owner rich," he said. "In the market, I have heard of nothing else." Gregor led him to the barn where the strong, fat sheep lay resting. The merchant looked at her and said, "I will buy her." "Dear one is not for sale," said Gregor, "not for any amount of money." "Everything is for sale if the price is right." The merchant named an impressive sum, enough to buy a dozen sheep and three times as many chickens. But still Gregor refused. Then one morning, a carriage arrived. Two servants opened the door and a fat, well-dressed gentleman stepped out. His kilt was made of the finest wool and his shoes had silver buckles. On his fingers were gold rings and his hair glistened in the sun. It was McTavish. "I have come to rid you of the sheep that everyone is talking about," said McTavish, opening his purse. "I can pay your price and I will have her." Gregor hugged his sheep. "Of all people, I will not sell her to you," he said. "This sheep is one thing you will not have. You have everything else, but you will not have dear one." McTavish glared at Gregor for a moment, then turned and stomped off toward his carriage. Gregor hid a smile as he watched him go. Just before McTavish stepped into the carriage, Gregor shouted out, "The townspeople will laugh at you. They will be glad to hear there is one thing McTavish cannot have." At the words, McTavish turned and marched back. "I will pay anything," he said. "Name your price." "That," said Gregor, pointing up to the mansion on the mountain. "I will have the dwelling and everything in it. Furniture, utensils, even the chest of gems under your bed." McTavish had other houses, though none as wonderful as the one on the mountain. Still, he did not want the townspeople to think there was something he could be refused. "Done," said McTavish at last. After McTavish had departed, Gregor ran to his mother and told her what had happened. The next day, Gregor and his mother moved into the mansion that had once belonged to McTavish. "But Gregor, my son," said his mother as they looked around the great house that was now theirs, "have you not cheated McTavish?" "I did not cheat him," said Gregor with a smile. "I was the owner of the sheep, and she has made me rich, hasn't she?" Gregor sold the chest of gems from under the bed and bought the huge flock of sheep he and his mother had always wanted. He shared the rest of his fortune with the other poor families of the valley who had been cheated by McTavish. His mother urged Gregor to marry, and he did. In time, the halls of the mansion that had once belonged to McTavish rang with the laughter of girls and boys and the yelps of a small sheepdog that Gregor named Dear One. Isn't that such a cute story? The imagery is so vivid, making it easy for us to think of this story again and again, each time remembering the little lessons within it. So let's take a look at those lessons. First and foremost, having a goal isn't enough. Gregor, his mother, and all the people who lived near him undoubtedly all thought about being in that mansion owned by McTavish. Having a goal of being rich, making money, having a nice house, or whatever, is pretty ordinary. What was extraordinary is the purpose Gregor had for his goal. He didn't want to struggle throughout his life for nothing. He didn't want to keep getting cheated. He wanted his mom, himself, and his future family to all live well. That's a purpose. I want the mansion because I want a better life for myself and those around me. And having that purpose helped him through the second lesson in this tale, and that's enduring the struggle and hardships that come with trying to attain anything worthwhile. Things that don't require effort are usually not worth having. Things that are valuable always require effort. The more valuable it is, the more effort you'll have to put into attaining it. And that's what Gregor did. He struggled. He went hungry. And one last takeaway. Don't give up when you're almost there. In the story, he had two chances to sell the sheep and be better off than he was. But he had a goal, and he had a purpose for that goal. Giving in early wouldn't have achieved that purpose. Oh, and one last kicker here. When you're after a goal with a purpose, other people notice. They see value in what you're doing and want it themselves. Again, don't give up when you're nearly there. As we conclude this episode, let's remember these important lessons. Having a clear purpose behind your goals makes all the difference. Enduring struggles and hardships is essential for achieving anything valuable, and persistence is key, especially when you're close to reaching your goal. Gregor's journey reminds us that determination and purpose can lead to extraordinary outcomes. Thank you for joining me on this tale. I hope it inspires you to chase your goals with purpose and perseverance. Until next time, take care and keep pushing forward. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll see you next time on Tales for Life.